Good morning, 7:57 a.m. on Tuesday, August 31st, 2021, 60-some-odd degrees. Let me check that again, 66 degrees. Clear skies and sunny. No humidity. It is a brand new day. Hey everyone, PC Herring here. How are you doing? Oh, I'm out and walking. You might be hearing the whir of heavy equipment as I step away from the house. Apparently there's a leak somewhere underground in a water line or a D-box or B-box or whatever he called it. And so they are in the process of digging my neighbor's front yard up. They are going to love that. He's telling me that they'll be done by midday. While I would like to take him at his word, I will respectfully believe that when I see it. Because their trucks are municipal trucks. And while I did not work for this municipality, I worked for, as a summer laborer in my municipality back home for 2 summers running. And I know how they thought back there. Don't take too much time. Don't rush through it. Do a very thorough job and take your time. Remember, you're paid by the hour. Yeah, hello to you too. There's like a mockingbird or something at this house I keep walking past. But I think what it is, I think it's a motion detector. It looks like they've got a motion detector camera light system over their garage. And every time I walk past their house on their side of the street, I get that woohoo sound. And it's kind of like clockwork, to be honest with you. So what am I thinking about today? Thinking about a lot. Not that much I can talk about. Most of it's personal. Right now, just enjoying the weather. Getting out a little later than I intended to. I was hoping to get out about an hour ago, but circumstances were conspiring against me to keep me in the house for an hour or so. Nothing going on, just things had to get done. Man. I know I talk a lot about the weather on this walk and talk, and I'm sure you're tired of hearing about it, but I just have to say, I am really glad to have some clearer, nicer days, because damn. Got the copy edits back for the next chapter, Sentience Wars, back from the editor yesterday. I'll be going through them later this week, getting that staged up. I got no writing done yesterday. Wifey and I had an impromptu date night, which was both fun and disappointing. It was fun because we enjoyed each other's company for sure, but we went to a restaurant that we've been to a few times in the past and typically like, and we got our old standby favorites, as it were. You know, you go to that one restaurant, you know you're going to order the thing, and that was kind of both of us, and we both found ourselves disappointed with our meals, to be honest with you. We're not sure if it's a supply if there was a supply issue with the pandemic, or if it was just different chefs, or if the restaurant changed their recipe, or what the deal was. But we both walked away from that moderately disappointed. So yeah. What else? I don't know. There's just not a lot I feel like I can share about right now. Like I said, there are a few things, more than a few things on my mind at the moment, but it's personal and I will choose not to get into it here. Pulling up the camera app so I can take the photo today. Yeah, I got nothing today. Which is a shame, because I feel like there should be something. I feel like there should be something every day. That's the point of the talk and the walk and talk. I'm missing friends. You know, back before the pandemic, I was a part of I am a part of a group that, just a 5 or 6 or 7 of us, and we would get together once a week, at least, and hang out and game a little, mostly tabletop role-playing. Yeah, dice and character sheets and all that fun jazz. We'd also occasionally get together for movie nights, go see a premiere of a top-tier title, you know, a Marvel movie or a Star Wars movie or something of that ilk. And like everything else, that came to a screeching halt when the pandemic hit and Illinois went on lockdown. And we've not gotten back together yet. And, you know, there have been differing and varying reasons for it. Not everybody in our group is vaccinated. Not because the individuals who aren't vaccinated are against the vaccine, far from it, but the individual or individuals in question had some medical complications that required a delay in the vaccine. And truth be told, I don't know if this group is gonna get back together in the way that we used to. I want to. God knows I want to. But I don't know if it's actually going to happen or not. And if it does happen, I don't know if I'm going to be able to participate. Again, not because I don't want to. That's not the case. Like I said, I really do. But, you know, my life has changed in the past 18 months. I've got a daughter, a baby daughter at that, and I'm not sure that I can do the 1 week a night out until all hours. You know, it used to be, you know, even if I could, you know, and wifey's would, and I know wifey would be supportive of it. That's not the issue. That's not the issue at all. But, you know, on a night when I don't get in until 11:30 or midnight, and then have to be up at 5:30 the next morning, that's rough. And in the past, it was easy for me to be able to just say, to heck with it, I'll sleep in an extra hour, make it up on the backside. And since I'm working from home and I don't start work until 9 in the morning, that's even easier. But for the fact that I have a daughter and she needs to get up and my wife's on a tighter schedule in the mornings, and I can't reasonably ask her to take over all that simply so I can stay up till midnight every night, or one night a week. Hi! Have fun at school! There's a sight I haven't seen in a long time. There's a bus stop corner over here I didn't realize was a bus stop corner in our subdivision. and there are a series of a group of three or four young students and their parents waiting for the bus. The busy corner that I'm used to is right by the park where I take the photo every day. It's kind of a crossroads between the north side of the subdivision and the south side of the subdivision, and that's where at least two of the school routes pick people up from. But I'm here on the far north end, and right by the train tracks actually, and there's a group of elementary students. And because I know there's a better than zero chance that somebody from my game crew is listening to this, I don't want you guys to get worried about it. Let me work with my wife on it. Let me talk to you guys about it. You know, it's really not anything I'm truly, 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 truly worried about until we finally decide if and when we're going to get back together and how. But it does bounce in and out of my mind and has been for a while now. You know, you become a parent and life inevitably has to change. My wife and I met in an orchestra. We play in an orchestra. We play together in an orchestra. And I have to consider whether or not, the pandemic notwithstanding, it's a good idea for us both to be playing in the orchestra at the same time. We have babysitter coverage that we could do it. That's not an issue. But what is that issue is our energy level. We both get home until, you know, 10:30, 10:45 at night after putting in a full day of work and another 2.5 hours of rehearsal. And then we're both up at 5, 6 in the morning. And, you know, we're both people who need our solid sleep. And when that's in short supply, I get cranky. And when I get cranky, she gets cranky. And you know how that ends up going. And is that fair? Is that right? You know, if she plays a concert and I sit one out, then at least there's somebody to pick up the slack while she's resting up on Wednesday night after a very long Tuesday. Orchestra rehearsals on Tuesday. Or vice versa. I don't know. Like I said, a lot on my mind today. So, that's where we're at. Sorry, I'm not doing a lot of talking at the moment. I'm just thinking things through. On tap for tomorrow. Don't really know. Had a pretty decent conversation. Yeah. And there's the bus on its way to pick up Das Kids. A pretty busy day with work, with a day job yesterday. We've got a few things all coming to a head yet again. Month-end close, implementation of the new ERP system. There's a conversation. My supervisor is going to be out for the next 10 days, attending and participating and doing all the things a father does at his daughter's wedding. So he's left a very, very detailed to-do list for all of us. I alluded to that yesterday. We talked to the folks over at NetSuite who are doing our enterprise resource system, enterprise resource planning system, ERP. And they're going to have a fairly extensive to-do list for us, and the timeline is going to be pretty intensive, I have to say. I'm very curious to see how this implementation is going to compare to the last time I was with a company that tried to implement a new ERP, which actually also happened to be NetSuite. It'll be interesting to compare and contrast because, frankly, from what I heard about what happened with my past life company and what I experienced while I was there, it did not go well. But I think there was a lot of mismanagement, a lot of bad communication, and I don't think that's going to be the case here. I think this is going to be a relatively smooth transition. A lot of work to be done, of course, but smooth. So, and they've started digging, as you can no doubt hear. I'm coming around the final corner, so this is the part of the day. Good morning. This is the part of the day where I wish you and yours a very happy, healthy, safe, and productive day. I will certainly try to do the same. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you tomorrow, because tomorrow will be a brand new day. Take care.